Hey, everybody, welcome to Mattman, your source for all things professional wrestling. And this is our best of 2022 episode. I'm joined by a very sick Rich Stambolian.
I'm the sickest. I'm the illest.
You're the sickest.
I'm the illest.
You are.
Yeah, I am ill. I am legitimately ill. I've been sick all week. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy New Year. It's New Year's.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
2023.
You say New Year or New Year's?
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year's. And then I give you a kiss right on the lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then isn't that the thing this year?
Usually, yeah. We're just getting each other sick the entire year.
Yeah, that's it. We're just getting each other sick the entire year. A lot of positive this year, a lot of negative this year. This is part of our series that we're going to be doing here the next couple days. We're doing our best of, we're doing our worst of, and we're doing our predictions for 2023. We got some of this stuff right last year. We'll run that down too. Our producer, mega producer, MG Geek. The imbecile that runs this ship.
You said mega, right?
Yeah. Mega. Not,
just making
well,
sure.
Yeah. Mega.
Just
mega.
Sure.
Mega.
Just making sure. Mega.
Where's he going to be in next week? I don't know.
You got those weird messages.
Yeah. I get them all the time from him.
We both get messages from a weird number, but then it says, it's me, MG Geek.
He has a bunch of burners, man, this dude. I don't know. He's doing something up there in Michigan. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But a lot of great stuff going on in pro wrestling. Obviously, this was a tremendous year. The story of 2022 is going to be told for a long time. But overall news stories here, Rich. Positives, right? Let's go through the positives. New Japan,
sure.
AEW, announced Forbidden Door crossover event. You know, we lost our minds when this happened. We were like, wow, this is really awesome. I'm glad it's finally happening. It didn't turn out the way they wanted it to turn out, though.
But it happened. And I think for me and you, we were happy that it happened. And listen, what does it say on every single wrestling poster and ticket that you've ever bought? Cards subject to change. And that's what happened.
But it was... This was really cool to see. You know, Okada was there. Tanahashi wrestled.
So good.
This was really a fantastic, fantastic show. I thought it was a great crossover. I think the next one's going to be even better now. Because, you know, the floodgates have really opened up. And you have Kenny Omega back. You didn't have Kenny Omega for this one. You didn't have Kenny Omega. You didn't have CM Punk. You know, you still don't have CM Punk. But... I think Kenny being added to the mix for the next one is going to be big. And obviously, Kenny's wrestling in Japan at Wrestle Kingdom on the 4th.
It's going to be fun.
Going to be a lot of fun. Triple H given the book. Big story to be told here. What do you think of Hunter's booking?
Didn't see it coming. I like Hunter's booking. I think it's still trying to... I think he's doing cool stuff, but I think he's still trying to like not run over everything that Vince had done. You know, but once... we get into the weeds of 2023, like probably around Rumble season, we're probably going to see some really, really, really cool stuff. Because the dude, you know what? Say what you want about the guy. I've always said, I think he's just a big wrestling nerd.
Yeah, look at what he did, right? Look at all the returns after Triple H took over. Obviously, Bayley came back. She was working on her way back, but she came back. Io Sky, Dakota Kai, Tegan Knox, Karrion Kross and Scarlett, Hit Row, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Dexter Lumis, The Good Brothers, Mia Yim, Johnny Gargano, Emma, and I'm sure there's more here coming.
Mm.
There's a whole lot more coming. Oh, Candace as well. Candace came back as well.
Yeah. And we're probably going to get the return of Eva now that Mandy's out the door. Eva Marie.
You think Eva Marie's coming back? Oh,
I
man.
I think so. I think... what better faction to put her in than Toxic Attraction, right?
Yeah, of course. She'd be perfect there. The Mandy stuff is fascinating. I'm sure there's going to be more that comes out of this. But, I mean, he brought back a lot of people here. Will they work? Yeah. Will they work? I don't know. I don't know if all of them are going to work, but Bayley's done some great work. Bray Wyatt's doing some wacky stuff. Did you see on SmackDown that intro?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that wrestling podcaster that's like, well, but why? But seriously, like, why? You know, this guy's been off of TV forever, and this is it. This is what you're showing us. This is it. You know, like, so I'm a little disappointed, to be honest.
Dude, I tweeted on Friday night. I was like, Uncle Howdy's a ridiculous name. That's all I wrote. Mm-hmm. Okay? All mm-hmm. I wrote. But I made the mistake of using the hashtag SmackDown.
There you go.
And I got just one message after another. He's like, Andrew Zarian sounds like a TNA jobber. I'm like, actually, he's an X Division jobber. That was the best one. But I got a ton of just like, you don't know what you're talking about. It's great name. You think The Rock is a great name?
Oh boy. Did you get a lot of like weird like horror exorcist people coming after you too?
Yeah, I got it was all a bunch of accounts with like anime chicks on it.
Yeah.
You know, like the anime like the cartoon babes doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. A bunch of horror horror pages.
We like to hit people with that kawaii stuff sometimes.
Kawaii. Yeah. So I'm my OnlyFans. That's all I do. I do an ooh voice.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it's wacky stuff, whatever, you know, kids love it. But you know what? I got to tell you, man, if we were 30, if we were the age that we were in 1993, 1992, 1991, mm-hmm. Undertaker shows up. What are you thinking? You're like, what the F is this? Paul Bearer over the top. I mean, I don't know.
You're asking the wrong guy.
You're
asking the wrong guy.
I know it's a hard question because the Undertaker was wacky too. The Ultimate Warrior vomiting. Remember that Papa Shango? What a ridiculous gimmick.
Okay, so I'll give you a good example. Like, remember not the ECW Zombie, but remember I think it was like 3 years ago where they incorporated some kind of zombie shit because they were cross promoting Army of the Dead.
I think that was this year.
Was it? No, was it whenever
MG
when Army of the Dead came out? I think
it was during the pandemic.
It was during the pandemic. Okay, so, yeah,
it was 2020, 2021, and they had like the zombie tie-in in one of the matches. I loved it, and I think you and I were the only people that were like, "Yo, that was great!" And
I was like, "It's wacky." Took a hot dump
on it.
It was so wacky, but like sometimes you look back and you're like, "Okay, it's wacky." I could get into it a little bit. Was it great? No, but it was insane, and it was enough to be like, okay, this is really nutty shit.
I will never take a dump on wrestling unless it's like really. You know what I hate? I don't like carny shit. I don't like really like real carny stuff, like carny gimmicks that are just like from like 1972.
I get what you mean. Yeah, I get what you mean. Let's run down this list. I just closed it out here. So I mean,
Cody returning.
Cody coming back. Big moment, obviously. Big moment. Rise of new stars. Okay. AEW did a great job here.
Yeah.
Jamie Hayter, Wardlow, Wheeler Yuta, The Acclaimed, Ricky Starks, Daniel Garcia, just to name a few.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just to name a few. Obviously, there's more here, right? There's more to the story. We're going to see the rise of Hook in 2023 and the position mm-hmm. he's going to be in. AEW did a decent job at creating new stars. You know, refresh pushes, Sami Zayn.
Yep.
You want to talk about a rise in star power in wrestling, Sami Zayn for sure. Who had the biggest rise? Not a rookie of the year, but like who was a guy that from 2021 to 2022 or a group that really rose to the top? Who would you say was the growth-wise?
You know, it's tough, you know, because like the name that pops into my head automatically is FTR, because FTR had one hell of a year winning all the tag team titles and pretty much cementing themselves as like one of the best tag teams of all time.
But they weren't on the bottom. You know what I mean? Like,
they did come in hot.
Yeah. Who rose? I think Sammy for sure.
Sammy's on that list. I think Ricky Starks is on that list.
Acclaim definitely
because Acclaim had like that trouble early on with the sensitivity stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sammy for sure. You know, Sammy and KO also, I think they'll always parallel themselves because before all this stuff, what was KO doing? Like, not much.
The Austin thing really, you know, he had that match with Austin and then he didn't really do much. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Sammy, now it's getting hot again for him, which I think is really cool. Refresh pushes, obviously, Sami Zayn. Another one was Matt Riddle, but the Riddle story is a little bit more complicated right now. He's off of TV. The report was that he went to rehab, and then there was that he didn't go to rehab, and then he posted a thing with his girlfriend that he's getting healthy mentally and he's just taking some time off, and we'll see what happens with Matt Riddle. But him and Randy Orton had a great year.
Oh yeah,
fantastic year. New Japan loaded and expanding. They've finally had a rise of a year. You know, obviously they're still under some sort of restriction. They're still not doing full occupancy and full cheering and any of that. But you know, New Japan is rising up too. 2023 obviously will be a much better year with American talent crossing over to New Japan. But you know, I think the Forbidden Door show helped. I think having more people watching helps. John Moxley has helped astronomically for New Japan this year. Kenny Omega's there now for Wrestle Kingdom, so this is going to be a nice rise to them, but it was a better year for them. But also, dude, we talk about all the great stuff. Steve Austin wrestled this year at WrestleMania.
A lot of fun. And you know what? Again, let's go back to the KO thing. KO is a guy I feel like, of course, he's going to be a WWE lifer because they trust him. Not only did they trust him with the Austin stuff, but a few years ago, he did, I think, I want to say Vince McMahon's last quote-unquote in-ring work where he headbutt him.
Before he came out of retirement? Before Vince wrestled? Yeah. He did that stuff with him too, yeah.
But, you know, they have a lot of faith in KO. I think he was the best guy to have Stone Cold have a match with. Pretty crazy, you know. And not only that, but he showed up the next night too and kicked some butt. Stone Cold.
Yeah. I hope to see him wrestle again. I don't care. I thought it was fantastic. It was a fun match, man. I don't care.
You know what would be a fun... You know what would be a fun match next year for WrestleMania? And this, the Sammy trajectory, I think, started last year at WrestleMania because he did a hell of a job with the Jackass guys.
Oh, man. You know what? Underrated. That Jackass match. And remember, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to see it. I think this is so dumb. And then I was like, dude, I was so wrong.
This it was so much fun. It showed how versatile Sammy could be as a performer, where he went in on it all the way. And you know what I wouldn't mind seeing this year? If it's not Sammy and KO versus the Usos at WrestleMania, I wouldn't mind seeing Sammy versus Steve Austin.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that? The program between the two?
It would be great because he, you know, Austin could easily come out and be like, you're running your mouth too much. Who cares if you're the Oos? I don't care if you're the American Bad Oos. And then he'd like, that's how you get to it.
The American Bad Oos. I like that one. He should do that. He should do that gimmick. It's a great gimmick. Overall best act in pro wrestling, Bloodline? Has to be, right?
For sure. It's, dude, it has to be because they put the wagon on these guys, right? Quote unquote.
Yeah. Let's go into some of the best matches of the year.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's see. These are all suggestions, by the way. They were all suggestions. We compiled this list on social media, and some of it was ours. Some of it is our producers. Let's go with Cody versus Seth Rollins, Hell in a Cell, 2022. I thought this was a fantastic story to be told. Mm-hmm. Cody's torn pec, black and blue, bruised up, swollen. You could see the muscles hanging low. Great story here. Match of the year for WWE? One of them.
Definitely up there. And you know what? This year, WWE has had a lot of top matches, you know, which I think comparatively the last few years, very surprising.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised by some of these on the list that we have. Mm-hmm. Death Triangle versus the Elite at Full Gear. Very good show. Very good match. FTR versus the Briscoes, Supercard of Honor. That was fantastic, followed by their 2 out of 3 pinfalls match. But my favorite was their the dog collar match. That was my favorite
Same
one
here.
By them, which is on Same the list as well.
That was incredible. Do you know where you found that video that was edited ECW style for that match?
I don't, you know, hold on. I do know. I think it was on Reddit. I found it on Reddit. I didn't want to post the video on Twitter because then people are going to be like, you stole that from Reddit. I don't have the thread. I got to find the thread for that video. But man, what a great video that was, huh?
Guys, look up ECW style Briscoes versus FTR. Somebody did like this really cool edit that made it like classic VHS looking ECW style. And so it good. Fits right in with all those old ECW promo videos too.
Yeah, so good. So good. FTR versus Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis, New Japan Royal Quest.
Great.
Two, that was a good one. Gunther Sheamus, Clash at the Castle.
Surprisingly good match. Surprisingly excellent, excellent match.
Yep. JAS versus Danielson, Kingston, Moxley, Ortiz, Santana at Anarchy in the Arena at Double or Nothing. That was great. That was great. Really good. JM Mark Briscoe versus FTR, we said, the dog collar match. I thought that was really good. Okada Ospreay, Wrestle Kingdom, night two.
Fantastic.
Fantastic match. Acclaimed versus Swerve and Lee at All Out. I thought that was a fantastic match.
Really, really awesome. That's definitely top five for me, I think, this year.
Yeah. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Last Man Standing at SummerSlam 2022. Okay, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love it as much as other people loved it, to be honest.
Yeah, same here.
I didn't like the forklift and the ring and all that stuff, right? Roman Reigns, Logan Paul. I think this was fantastic, too. Another great match. Awesome. A crown jewel. Logan Paul looked great. Sammy Guevara, Cody, ladder match at Dynamite at Beach Break. Braun Breaker. A lot of break. January 22nd, that was Cody's last match.
Great match, too.
Yeah, Shingo Takagi and Will Ospreay at the G1, day 12. Uso, Street Profits, Money in the Bank 2022. Will Ospreay, Orange Cassidy at Forbidden Door. These were some really cool matches. Now, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Who was, for you, I want to get your opinion here. I'm going to run down this list, and I'll give mine afterwards. But who was this men's singles wrestler of the year for you?
Yeah, honestly, how could you not say it's not Roman Reigns?
Right. It depends on how you look at this. Like, what are you measuring?
It's consistency, promo, match quality, right? Like, you need those things, right? Booking. I would say Roman Reigns number one, close second, Moxley. You know, like, he's had a tremendous year also.
If you're talking about draw power, yeah. 100% Roman. If you're talking wrestler of the year, if you're saying like the wrestler of the year, I'm going Moxley for sure. You know, very different way of categorizing this.
Would you say sports entertainer of the year goes to Roman Reigns?
No, I think Roman is the draw of the year. You know, it's like saying it's that Flair Hogan comparison, or it's that, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, in the 80s was dominating, 84, like he was the man. Was he the best worker? No, I think Roman worked. I mean, he's a great worker. But as far as draw power goes, yeah, it was Roman. I think the act is great. But as far as a wrestler, like the wrestler's wrestler, I'm going Moxley. Women's singles.
Yeah.
Who do you got?
Oh, women's singles is tough because, you know, I wanna go with Toni Storm.
You going with Toni?
I want to go with Toni Storm because of, you know, she was unceremoniously let go from WWE. They could have done so much with her, and then boom, right out the gate, makes a huge impact in AEW.
I'm gonna go with Bianca.
Other than that, Bianca, definitely, you know, again, but that's the Roman thing, and that's the WWE engine that's behind you. You have the look, the in-ring, and the promo ability, and when they put so much of that marketing, it works, you know. I think that's the one thing that AEW doesn't have as much of.
The marketing, like, yeah.
That marketing.
Well, that's why WWE is a different, you know, different animal. Mm. You know who else had a great year? Singles? Jade.
Oh, yeah.
Jade got solidified at the top as a top person in that company. So I think that's great, too. But I'm going to go with Bianca. Tag Team of the Year. Now, this is interesting, right? You got a couple options here. I'm going to FTR. You?
I'm going FTR also. It's tough not to say FTR. FTR, and then right underneath FTR, honestly, like the Usos.
Yeah. Yeah. One could break, you know, one could argue both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing that the discussion was always like the Usos versus, like, it goes back and forth, right? It was like the New Day versus the Bucks. Then you want to see the Usos versus the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like FTR versus everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to happen again. Yeah. I wouldn't mind if FTR stays healthy. you know, they're going to have 10 plus more years of like ridiculous, amazing matches. And if they stay together, you know?
Yeah, I hope they do. I hope they do, you know, they continue on. Breakout act of the year. Who are you going with?
Oh, that's tough. Breakout act of the year. Is it MJF? Is it Ricky Starks? You know, like, is it somebody in AEW? Is it Sammy? Because Sammy broke out completely with the Bloodline. Or Sammy is it the Bloodline? Yeah.
I would say faction of the year is the Bloodline for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next category we have here. But breakout act of the year, you could go with Sammy. MJF, did he have a breakout year? I don't think it was like a breakout year for him. But you know what, Sammy? I'm going to go with Sammy. Breakout act of the year.
Okay.
And faction of the year. The Bloodline for sure. Yeah, 100%. Best moments.
It's kind of fun. Excuse me. It's kind of fun. Yeah. Give me like 1 second.
Go ahead. There's a coffin fit happening. There you go.
It's kind of fun how now, like, a lot of this stuff, and like, these are honest opinions, are WWE acts and wrestlers.
Yeah.
It kind of shows you how, like, the tide is turning a little bit.
The tide is turning a little bit. And that was the key this year for them. They really changed that perception of the product. Return of the year. It has to be Cody going to WWE.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Steve Austin returning for a match for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those would have to be it. Surprise wins. Anything stand out for you? Action Andretti beating Jericho. Okay. MG, who do you have as a surprise win?
I was going to say the same thing he did.
But, anything else?
Let me think.
No. Okay. I guess not.
Hang on. Give me five minutes.
Let me pause.
You know what I feel like should have been added to potential match of the year? Bandito versus Jericho.
Oh, that was a great match.
Right? Surprisingly, like, unbelievable match. There's a few that I feel like could have made the list but didn't. You know, I think there was like a ridiculous there was that Roosh match that was like the triple threat.
Which yeah, awesome. That was another great match. Yeah. You're not putting Flair. I got one. The Flair match. What? Yeah, give me.
No.
I got a surprise one. Well, not really a surprise, but the Clash of the Castle Roman versus Drew McIntyre. Everyone thought Drew was going to win that.
Yeah, that is a surprise win. An unbelievable promo. Who gets this one?
You know, it's tough because I feel like me personally, like, I have the memory of a goldfish sometimes, so it's going to be like the closest thing to now, not the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So that last Ricky Starks promo from like maybe like a few weeks ago, his promos have been excellent. MJF's promos have been excellent. Like, we talk about this on the show all the time, where AEW is very top heavy with ridiculous promos.
Yeah, well, MJF and Regal segment, I would say, was a top promo segment, right? That would probably go in there. MJ, who do you have?
MJF, but a different one. My favorite one of his was the exit one when he told off Tony Khan when he left for three.
That was great too. And you know what? The in-rings between him and Punk were also great. A lot of that stuff. A lot of it got blurred because of all the news and the outside stuff that was happening. A lot
of this stuff got blurred. The Hangman stuff with the Hangman CM stuff Punk.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of good stuff in there.
Do you count CM Punk's media scrum as an unbelievable promo?
Yeah. I put that unbelievable promo. Yeah. 100% CM Punk in the media scrum. That was a fantastic promo. Unbelievable promo.
These guys are booking like they're still in Reseda, baby.
Is that what he said? He did say that, right?
These guys
think they're still in Reseda.
CM Punk to me sounds like he's like the Frank Sinatra of
wrestling. What else did he say, Rich?
He was like, "You got this dumb dumb cowboy guy over here telling me what to do, and nobody's taking me seriously, baby."
And then French Tony Khan is sitting next to him.
He's like, "I wish this guy would just shut his mouth. Shut your yapper."
You know, like, I think that if that was a promo, I would have been like, "Oh, promo of the year for sure." But that shit was real, unfortunately.
CM Punk sitting there like Frank Sinatra, and Tony Khan is smoking a cigarette, eating a baguette, and he's overly French, is my favorite
vision.
You got to get too many dum-dums running around here, Jack.
Oh my God. Unbelievable year. These are the cool moments. These were the best moments. Yeah. That you know, little quick fun little segment here to see best and worst. We're coming up with our worst of right after this. We're going to have our worst of come out in a day or two. So stay tuned for that. And of course, our predictions also coming up here on the show. That's it for this one. See you later.
Later.